Hi-lo, hi-lo.
For $500, what is your lucky number guess?
37.
The winning is so easy. You could be next.
500 clams the easy way.
Listen for the cue to call for your shot at $500 cash. KABC.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.
KABC News is live and local at 10 o'clock. I'm Jeff Whittle. The U.S. is kicking 60 Russian diplomats out of the country in response to the poisoning of an ex-spy and his daughter in Britain. Correspondent Caitlin Collins reports that White House officials say the expulsion was a personal decision of Donald Trump.
This is a personal decision that the president made, something he's been involved with since the beginning and was involved with as recently as this weekend in these discussions to make this decision here.
Now, of those being those expelled, 48 are intelligence agents who work at the Russian embassy in Washington. A dozen are posted at the United Nations in New York. Now, the European Union, Canada, and Ukraine also expelled more than 40 Russian diplomats today. In a letter from a law firm representing Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, it alleges their client was defamed during Stormy Daniels' interview on CBS's 60 Minutes last night. Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, says Cohen needs to tell the public the truth about his involvement with offering Daniels hush money and then allegedly threatening her against speaking out about her alleged sexual affair with Trump.
He wants the American people to believe that Donald Trump knew nothing of this agreement, that he advanced $130,000. It's laughable. It's not believable. It's time for this guy to come on camera and sit down with you or others and answer some hard questions.
Police are searching for the person who painted a cryptic message about guns on the wall of a Simi Valley high school.
The message read, "How safe do you feel with guns on the campus?" And it was spray painted apparently several days ago on the southeast side of Grace Brethren High School near the baseball field. Sergeant Steve Shorts tells NBC4 News that's when police sent out an alert.
There is a heightened sense of vigilance based on all the recent school violence, and so we take any threats seriously.
He adds the vandalism has since been removed and that police are now checking security video for any leads. Ken Jeffries, KABC News.
And Fish and Game officers tranquilized a large mountain lion that was roaming the backyards of several homes in Azusa this morning after that big cat fell asleep. Around 9:30 this morning, it was put in the bed of a pickup to be transported back into the local mountains where it will be released. That puma was first spotted around 7 a.m. in the 600 block of Virginia Ann Drive, and authorities used a drone to keep an eye on it till they were able to shoot it with a tranquilizer dart and then haul it away. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Clippers upset the Eastern Conference leading Toronto Raptors 117-106. The Lakers visit the Pistons this afternoon. Ducks down the Oilers 5-1. LA Kings host the Flames tonight at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. Dodgers doubled up the Angels 4-2 in game one of their freeway series in Anaheim. Kansas will face Villanova in one final four game on Saturday after they earned elite eight wins yesterday. Michigan will take on Loyola Chicago in the other final four game in San Antonio, and that's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. KABC News Time is 10:03 with dependable traffic when you need it the most. And we have fairly light traffic conditions on our Southland freeways this morning. Of course, it's the week leading up to Easter. Maybe some folks have it off. We do have a problem wrapping up in the Irwindale area. 210 westbound at Irwindale Avenue crash moved out of lanes over to the shoulder. You're still slow from the 57 interchange, but speeds are starting to improve. Also, leaving the San Fernando Valley southbound on the 405, brake lights basically from the 101 interchange down toward Sunset before things open up. That eastbound 101 Ventura Freeway slow go from the 405 over towards the 134 split. Westbound 10 Santa Monica Freeway, you'll have the brake lights from about Arlington Avenue out towards Robertson, while on the east side of the 10, that's slow go from Pico Boulevard in Santa Monica over towards Robertson, where the off-ramp is closed for Caltrans work, possibly till 3 this afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic. KABC SoCal weather, sunny, windy today, highs mid-60s to around 70. We do have a wind advisory for the valleys and local mountains until noon tomorrow. Gusts could hit 40 miles an hour in the valleys today. Right now, 57 at LAX, 55 in Santa Ana, 54 in Woodland Hills. And get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News. There's no better time to plan your Las Vegas escape, especially now with rooms starting at just $39 a night at MGM Resorts, where you can enjoy the best live shows and award-winning restaurants. Book today at MGMResorts.com. KABC News, sponsored by MGM Resorts.
Radio is the first mass medium. But how does it work?
It's as marvelous and as simple as this.
Peter Tilden.
At 10!
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. Will, of course, beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. We've got tickets to a special evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and the Pacific Symphony Orchestra. Pretty cool. I'll tell you when you should call for those tickets. Next hour, we spoke last week about arming teachers. And I said I read an editorial by a superintendent of a school district that got me thinking maybe not such a bad idea. And I was totally opposed to it for all the reasons that we always talk about and list. Going to have the superintendent of that school district on next hour, so you can participate in that. Call, ask questions in light of the fact that we had this big march this weekend to try and get Washington to look at different laws that can protect these kids that are marching. And then we had some folks who made some comments that we'll talk to you about too and see your reaction to them. Some Congress folks who pushed back at the kids who are marching. So we'll talk about that. But I wanted to open with some local stories because we complain about our politicians, except you and I don't do enough. You don't protest enough. Even when it's a bit transparent, you don't come out and say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. Well, first of all, in Riverside right now, the mayor in Riverside is suing his own city over the city manager's contract. You don't get to see that often, all right? How much do you think the city manager in Riverside, you know the size of Riverside, how much do you think he makes? There are 320,000 people in Riverside. The average per capita income is $22,212. They are facing budget cuts. They are facing utility rate increases. They are facing pension issues where they can't pay their pensions to their elected officials as they retire. And the city manager of Riverside, it looks like he's getting a seven-year, man, I would like a seven-year contract, a seven-year contract for, are you ready for the figure and number in your head? Now, this is not the city of Bell where the guy's getting $800,000, but again, it's Riverside. He's making $471,000 this year, and he's getting a $675,000 low-interest home loan, $675,000 home loan, plus benefits, as you can imagine, up the wazoo. The mayor and he apparently into it, and the mayor's not happy about that. The deal is the mayor is kind of a figurehead there. The city manager does a lot of the work, but nevertheless, $471,000, I'm rethinking a job for the future. Plus, you know his pension. He's going to work X amount of years, and then he's going to retire at almost a full pension, and he'll make a fortune. His quote is, I'm sorry that at 59 years old, sitting here as a child of immigrants with a scholarship, Yale degree, and a top 10 law school, that I have to beg you to do and preserve what we've all busted our tails to do to make this city move. So he's saying, I'm the guy. The weird thing is, he was in the second year of a five-year contract, and they were worried that the county could steal him. I thought when you had a contract, you can't leave to go to the county. So in the second year of his contract, they give him a seven-year contract, and he's guaranteed raises every single year. He left Oakland where he was before. Why? Feud with the mayor. So there's a pattern here, apparently. The mayor is paid $83,000 a year for being the mayor of Riverside. And the amazing thing is, in Riverside, is anybody marching down to City Hall with signs and saying, why are we paying almost $500,000 to this official when we're facing utility rate increases and budget cuts, and he's getting a huge home loan. A councilman voted for him but said he disapproves. But you know what? He didn't want a veto showdown. Okay, that says a lot about the city council there. And one of the things I kind of dug up, which was interesting, they talk about how aggressive he is, and he does a lot of stuff. He actually helped secure the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art, Culture, and Industry for downtown. So if you look at that, you go, oh, all right, all right. He's building something there that people will come to see. When you start digging up articles about that, you find out how much it's costing for the Cheech Marin Museum, Chicano Museum of Art, etc. And they're saying the costs are estimated to come in between $750,000 and $925,000 a year just to operate the museum, to operate it. This is not the building costs, which a lot of the taxpayers may be on the hook for, because they don't think they can raise all the money they thought they were going to raise from private donations. But just to operate the Cheech Marin Museum could be almost $1 million a year. They did a budget and found out with the $1 to $2 admission fee, they would need 3,000 visitors daily to break even at the Cheech Marin Museum of Art. And that, I don't think, is going to happen. And they already approved $100,000 out of the general fund last year for architectural services. So you're into $1 million a year. The city may have to come up with millions more for the Cheech Marin Museum, I guess, which they can be proud of, where Cheech proudly displays his art, and you can see it. But you know what? I guess you can either complain, or you can go to the museum 10, 20 times a day with friends so that you can pay for the cost of the museum. So that's Riverside. Closer to home, there's a vote tomorrow at City Council that you should know about that's coming in front of Herb Wesson. And this is, and I've mentioned it before, Mr. Wiener's bill out of Sacramento. It's Bill 827, written by Senator Scott Wiener, that would loosen or eliminate restrictions on height, density, parking, and design for residential properties near major rail and bus stops. Now, understand, everything is near a residential, is near a rail or bus stop. So they're talking that it could affect about 190,000 parcels in LA neighborhoods zoned for single-family homes that are in transit-rich areas identified by SB 827. That means you bought a house in an area that you said, I like it, I like the views, I like how I'm living here now. And they say, well, it's within a half a mile of a bus stop, so we can build an eight-story structure across the street from you. You could eventually have a building ranging from 45 to 85 feet if this thing goes through. It's about half the city is affected by this. The landscape of the city will look completely different. They can eliminate parking requirements. They can eliminate height requirements. So what I love is they want to get us out of our cars. The state wants to get us out of our cars. The city wants to get us out of our cars. So I'm giving up already. I'm saying we've lost. They're going to win, because either this will pass or they're going to keep giving developers all kinds of incentives to build. And imagine, let's see, they talk about affordable housing. So if you have a four-unit apartment that's within a half a mile of a transit stop, like a bus stop, and they say you can build up now, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take the value of my place up 400%. Everyone's going to do that. Every single person has just been given a gift if they own an apartment house, if they own condominiums where they're allowed to build up. And why wouldn't they do it? It's going to be, the land value is going to increase, and the pressure to tear down any building is going to increase. And good luck, somebody called it gentrification on steroids. Good luck with affordable housing. You know what they'll do? They'll say, we'll make four of these affordable housing, and that'll last for X amount of time, and then over. But I'm so sick of this, we're building to get you out of your cars. For me to come to this radio station is about a 25-minute car ride. For me to come to this radio station by transit is about an hour and 20 minutes. I don't think I'm going to do that, but I'm saying right now, Peter Tilden is willing to do it. I will get out of my car. I will start taking public transportation. The caveat is, I want all the city council members to give up their cars and drivers and start taking public transportation. Lead us. Show us. Lead us by example. I want to see Paul Koretz in the bike lane. I want to see his big butt on a bicycle pedaling to work every single day from wherever he is, the district, like Fairfax area, down to City Hall. The day that I see Paul Koretz, Paul, call 800-222-5222. The day that I see Paul Koretz pedaling to work or taking three buses and a train and getting there 2 hours late is the day that I will give. But I'm saying it right now. When city council says to their car and drivers, no mas, man. This is a city. We're going to transform the city. This isn't a giveaway to the developers. We will get out of our cars. When they give away their cars and drivers, I'm ready to go, man. I'm right there. How many people out there, by the way, listening to my voice now, take public transportation every day because it goes to where you're going? And I'd love to know what percentage of Los Angelinos can even get where they're going by public transportation that wouldn't get them to work an hour, 2 hours late. We don't have that infrastructure. And I get the environmental impact. And I get that we shouldn't be clogging the streets. But when you have no alternative and you're demonized for doing it, well, guess what? You do it too. City Hall should do it. It's going to be interesting to see what Herb Wesson does. I don't think he's going to give the state this kind of power. And again, we do have housing shortage here in L.A., but I don't think this is the way to address it. We do have environmental concerns, but I don't think this is the way to address it. They feel in Sacramento that local governments here in Los Angeles are not going to upzone voluntarily unless something radical changes. So what Sacramento is saying to Los Angeles is, we have to lead. You're never going to do it. Not going to be quick enough. We're going to have to do it for you. They say there are employment corridors where we can build. There are tourism corridors. And that's where a lot of the transit dollars are going. So they want people out of their cars, and they want to be able to build up and build up and build up. So they're going to look at local rules that protect historic structures from demolition. But Wesson, like I said, I don't think he's backing the resolution. I think he's opposing SB 827 because I don't think he wants to be told by Sacramento what to do. But Mayor Garcetti, here's Mayor Garcetti's quote. He wants to make sure the bill has renter protections, affordability requirements, okay, and better respects existing neighborhood character. How do you build an eight-story building where you shouldn't and maintain the neighborhood character? So LA is transforming, folks. As you can see, it's transforming right in front of our eyes, but they are pushing to do it quicker and quicker and quicker. The lie is going to be that they're going to make room for affordable housing. Now, supposedly, when you move people out because you're building these rent control building, you take care of them and give them rent for X amount of time, or you guarantee them 1 year at the same rate in the new building, and you know what happens after that day. So congratulations to everybody who owns real estate where you can possibly now build up, because you've just been given a gift if this goes through. And to all the rest of us, we're going to be around eight-story buildings, and we're still not going to be taking public transportation because it doesn't get us where we need to go in most instances. But that's not going to stop the city of Los Angeles, because they get big developer money, and apparently Sacramento is now taking some of that money too. David in Culver City, good morning.
Yeah, in 2012, I was in a serious car accident, and I think God personally came and talked to me and said, do not drive, get behind, slow down. And so now I take public transportation everywhere. And I had an audition for the Gong Show. I'm in Culver City. It's out in Burbank. It took me 2 hours to get there and 2 hours to get back.
Stop complaining, David. It's just 4 hours, Saudi. You just ate up the whole rest of your day. By the way, the shocking thing for me there is not that it took you 4 hours. The shocking thing is they're doing the Gong Show again. That's pretty stunning. But yeah,
it's doing the Gong Show again, and this is not a plug for them, but Mike Myers is the host instead of the...
Oh, that's right. That's right. There. He's got the facial stuff on him. He plays a character, right?
I haven't seen it, but they're telling me, yeah, don't address him as Mike Myers, the character.
Now that's
so
that's...
They asked, why do you want to be on the Gong Show? I said, well, Chuck Barris can no longer, unfortunately, make a fool of me. I would love to be made a fool of by Mike Myers.
Before we get back to the public transportation, what are you going to do on the Gong Show? What's your skill or lack of?
I'm a comedy rapper. I actually did a little rap for you, a little basketball rap for you back in the day.
Wow. Can you do something? Well, let's get back to the transportation, and maybe I'll let you wrap something clean on the way out. But have your finger on the button, Steve. So, yeah, 4 hours, and that's as efficient as you can get, correct, from where you live?
Excuse me?
That's as efficient as you can go. I mean, you took the closest route, the best route, and it still took you 2 hours to get there, correct?
A couple of buses. I mean, that was not the issue. It's just they take surface streets, although I guess the 94 got on the freeway for a little bit. It just also so happened, although I don't think it affected us much, that was the day that everybody was protesting downtown, and it was really bizarre. We were watching from the bus, all these people coming with these protest signs and and the like. But now that I have a functional internet on my phone, because for whatever reasons, a lot of times I don't work on the bus, I am able to get some work done. You know,
but it is pretty pretty amazing how this city, the road diets affect the buses too. So it takes forever to get anywhere with public transportation. And thank you for that, by the way. And I'm glad that you were not killed in that accident. And maybe you'll be driving. Maybe you'll be driving. You'll be so frustrated. Are you getting closer to driving again because you've had it?
I got to tell you, the one car accident was so serious that it made me look at it. And I really should have listened to God and stopped.
Oh, I lost you there. I hope
the next year and a half. I think Los Angeles is better off, and I'm better off about being behind the wheel.
I hear you. Well, David, thanks, and I'm glad you're doing okay. And good luck at the Gong Show doing your rap. We just don't have time to do it here. Call me back sometime, and we'll do the sports rap. But there you go. So 2 hours to get to Burbank, 2 hours to get home. So for an audition, that's a 4-hour. Your day's done. So how productive can you be? And good luck. Every story I've gotten from those buses are people screaming, people carrying all their trash bags on the bus, people urinating, people throwing up, a girl who won't take her feet off the seat. Remember that? It's not fun. I would do it. I would do it if I could do it quickly and efficiently, but you can't do it quickly and efficiently. So this is insanity. We'll see tomorrow what City Hall does about the Wiener bill, but and that sounds funny, the Wiener bill. Senator Scott Wiener, Bill 827, let you know tomorrow what City Hall decides. But good luck, because they want to get us all out of our cars. And like I said, I'm in. You should be in too. Call your city councilman and tell him, you know what? Get on your bike, cancel your car and driver, and we're there with you. We'll ride transportation with you every single day. As long as you're taking it to work, we'll take it to work. Let's see how quickly the guys who really know, who really want to change the city, who want affordable housing, who want to have zero deaths. I'll do it. I'm right with you. I'll ride right next to Huizar. I'll ride right next to all of those guys as soon as they give up their car and driver. So you know what? Call your city councilman and say, come on, let's do it. We're all in this together. Give up your car and driver, and we're there right with you. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Hey, this is Dr. Drew on the next Midday Live with Lauren Savant. We'll be talking about anniversaries. Oh, yes.
Boy, you are good.
Gentlemen, do not forget your anniversaries. I have a story of a woman that went nutso because her husband forgot the anniversary. We'll talk about that more on the next Midday Live.
You are really good.
This Easter, I'll be wearing my Sunday best, which includes a bib for when I hit the buffet. And now the top reasons to visit Morongo. Number 5.
Easter's easy with dining specials at Morongo. Bring the whole family for carved ham at Cafe Serrano or prime rib and rack of lamb at the buffet.
Number 4.
Go play. Play anywhere, anytime on your tablet or smartphone to win rewards and credits.
3.
It's never too early to think about mom. Make plans now to treat her to our Mom's Day sparkling wine brunch, Sunday, May 13th.
Number 2.
Drive home in a Lexus RC. Play table games Fridays for your chance to win one Friday, March 30th.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Pair the best wines with the finest foods at the Drum Room 4-Course Gourmet Dinner and Wine Pairing, April 7th. Make your reservation now.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located on the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
Hey, it's Peter Tilden, and I'm with Natasha from Natron. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. It's so good to hear your voice.
So we're seeing more and more food products claiming to contain probiotics, but they may not be all they claim to be.
Well, probiotic foods in general are not a reliable way to get your probiotic microorganisms. In fact, Whole Foods released a statement that they're going to eliminate what they call junk probiotic foods from the Whole Foods shelves because they realize that people are being duped into buying foods just because they say probiotics that have great nutritional deficiency in them or are high in simple carbohydrates, which none of us need in our diet today.
For years, you've heard me say you'd have to eat 27 servings of a probiotic yogurt to get the same potency of just one Natron's Healthy Trinity capsule. Can you imagine that? No. Call now for your 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity. First 50 callers get 30 days free with your order, plus free second-day delivery. Call 866, the number 4, Natron. That's 866, the number 4, N-A-T-R-E-N, or go to natron.com, promo code Peter.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most, brought to you by MyGameRoom.com. In Irwindale, westbound on the 210 Foothill Freeway at Irwindale Avenue, we have an accident clearing from the right-hand shoulder, but you're still slow from the 57 interchange because of that. And in Culver City, eastbound on the 10 Santa Monica Freeway at Robertson, Caltrans has the Robertson off-ramp closed, possibly till 3 this afternoon. And that's causing reduced speeds from Pico Boulevard. Also, the northbound 5 Santa Ana Freeway, that's slow Valley View up towards Paramount Boulevard, and then more brake lights ahead from the 710 interchange up past the 2 in Atwater Village. Southbound 5, we have some brake lights from Slauson Avenue down towards the 605. After that, a good drive towards Orange County. And do you enjoy online poker? Free poker at MyGameRoom.com. Go to MyGameRoom.com and play poker. Play poker and win prizes. Play poker at MyGameRoom.com. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic.
Mitch's Royal Gems. I just heard the promo with Dr. Drew where he said somebody forget their spouse's anniversary or whatever. She went crazy. You won't if you go to Mitch's Royal Gems. Jewelry is so affordable. Here's the secret. You go to a magazine, you rip out an amazing-looking piece of jewelry that you can never afford, and you say to Mitch, could you make this for this much? Uh-huh. He makes it right there. The master craftsmen are sitting right there. They can make it for you. You approve it all along the way, and he saves you so much money because the master craftsmen don't send anything out. At a mall store, you say to the person, can you fix this for me? They go, yeah, sure. And you see them blow open a manila envelope, put it in there, and they write your name on it. Because it's going somewhere where they're going to fix it and then mark it up and then mark it up and then ship it. And then Mitch hands it to the guy. He's sitting right there, one of the master craftsmen. They fix it. There's no markup, no middleman. So he saves you 40, 50, sometimes more. And you can bring in your old gold and diamonds. He'll pay you cash on the spot up to $100,000 for real if you got up to 5 carats. He's got beautiful jewelry that the master craftsman have made, lots of pieces. So you'll find something beautiful for the person you love. Go in and see them. They can fix stuff in 45 minutes or less while you watch and wait. I don't think there are many stores like this left in the United States. It's Mitch's Royal Gems in Encino. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday or other times by appointment. They're at 17205 Insure Boulevard in the Plaza de Oro, right across from the Encino Commons. Look for the big arch. Plenty of free parking right there. The phone number, 818-347-7974. But don't call. Go and see him in person and save a tremendous amount of money.
Is a collaborative meeting tool trusted by over 18 million monthly users. But how do we make the concept of 18 million more real for you? Well, if you wanted to travel 18 million miles, you could go to the moon and back 36 times and still have a few miles left over for a detour. $18 million could buy you 4.5 million non-fat iced lattes, which would keep you caffeinated from now until the end of your career. Or if you took 18 million standing desk breaks, well, you'd probably be in great shape. Visit gotomeeting.com to learn why so many people trust us to help them get work done.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Riding in the bus down the boulevard on the painful green back. Yeah. But a seesaw had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines. We're stopping to pick up more. Look out!
Come on, Paul Koretz. Doesn't this motivate you to get on a bike? You know what they'd have to do if Paul Koretz got on a bike? They'd need three people to remove it from his you-know-what. Because when you sit on something smaller than a crack of your butt, you know where it goes? Up your butt! Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10, continues. Come on, City Council, get on bikes, get on public transportation, give up your cars and drivers, save us money, put that money toward affordable housing, yeah, or helping the homeless. Yeah, that's what you can do. So, it's the number one trending thing. It's got high ratings yesterday, the Stormy Daniels interview in 60 Minutes. It was one of the worst interviews, along with the history of interviews from Anderson Cooper. He's good. You know when he's good? In a hurricane situation, a sinkhole situation, Chilean miners coming up from a hole, and he's standing there, Haiti, where it's humid and there's mosquitoes around his head. But and then to add insult to injury, they put him on this morning to promote it, to do the postscript. Because CNN's all, or I think the mandate is you got to talk about it all day long. He was on with Mr. Cuomo, who's replacing him in the 9 o'clock hour, and you could see the tension between the two of them. But engineer Steve even said it. When I said he's a human quaalude, he is a human quaalude. Remember, the beginning of his career was celebrity mole. That's his journalism background. But he doesn't ask follow-up questions. He just sat there with her and let her say whatever she needed to say. A lot of it could have been discounted with follow-up questions that he never asked. And I start to think maybe they had an agreement going in where he wouldn't ask tough questions, and that's how he got the interview, that there were all kinds of conditions to her doing the interview. But it was a zero. It was a zero. There's nothing there that you haven't heard already. And her lawyer went from being, wow, kind of interesting, to pimping this thing out and pimping it out. And now, of course, today saying there's even more revelations. Well, why didn't you? I thought the interview was to get out all the revelations last night. And I watched it for you. I sat there. It was like being under anesthesia for you as part of my job. And it ends, and I laugh out loud because they say, to see more, there's a post show that you can go online to see Anderson Cooper sit there like a robot and answer questions. How he has this job and how he's even journalism adjacent shocks me. Shocks me. We'll discuss that. If you saw it, I'd love to hear from you. 800-222-5222. It was really, really awful. And they're running it like all day, all night, and there's zero there. There's no headlines. We'll discuss that and more when Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.
KABC News live and local at 10:30. I'm Jeff Whittle. Adult film star Stormy Daniels spoke about her one-time sexual encounter with Donald Trump during her first extended TV interview since the news of their alleged affair emerged. Daniels told CBS's 60 Minutes last night she was threatened by a man in 2011 when she was trying to sell her story.
I was in a parking lot going to a fitness class with my infant daughter. I was taking, you know, the seats facing backwards in the back seat, diaper bag, you know, getting all the stuff out. And a guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
A California Highway Patrol officer, motorcycle officer, was injured in a crash on the westbound 105 freeway in South Los Angeles around 5:45 this morning. That officer was taken to the hospital in an unknown condition. Two freeway lanes were temporarily closed for the investigation, but no details of that crash have been released. And if there's a fish in your luggage, you could be going up the river.
A man is set to be sentenced in Los Angeles federal court today for illegally bringing endangered Asian arowana fish on a flight from Vietnam to L.A. 43-year-old Corey Pham of Florida pleaded guilty in January to a single count of importing merchandise contrary to law. Prosecutors are recommending a probationary sentence to include 100 hours of community service. Pham admitted illegally importing 5 arowanas concealed in bags hidden in a plastic container in his luggage. Rob Marinko, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. The Dodgers doubled up the Angels 4-2 in Game 1 of their freeway series. Last night in Anaheim, Game 2 is tonight at Chavez Ravine. The Clippers top Toronto 117-106. Lakers visit Detroit this afternoon. Ducks skated by Edmonton 5-1 to move into third place in the Pacific Division. The fourth place LA Kings will host Calgary tonight at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. Kansas and Villanova won their Elite Eight games yesterday, so they'll join Michigan and Loyola Chicago in this coming weekend's Final Four. And that's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 1033.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
If you're retired or retiring soon, don't miss the free Money Matters Retirement Seminar in either Irvine tomorrow or Manhattan Beach Thursday, April 5th. Find out how to help protect your retirement portfolio during volatile times. Learn if you have enough money to retire, the best time to take Social Security, how to help make your money last, and so much more. Money Matters independent advice and planning is centered on your unique needs. Go to moneymatters.net to reserve your seat now. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
Spring is the season for great deals at the Jeep Spring Sales Event. Greet the change in weather and terrain with Jeep Cherokee's all-weather capability. And find peace in knowing it has over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And thanks to Jeep Cherokee's outstanding fuel economy of up to 30 mpg highway, there's little stopping your adventures. Don't miss the Jeep Spring Sales Event. Available four-wheel drive, EPA estimated miles per gallon, 2.4-liter front-wheel drive. Actual mileage will vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's the dirty little secret of military service for women. 30% of female veterans recently interviewed said they were raped while serving our country, leading to the breakup of their family and inability to hold a job. This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Amy Solomon expose the issue and talk with the leaders of U.S. Vets, an organization helping vets recover. Tune in Champions of Justice Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most, and our crash is cleared in Irwindale. West 210 at Irwindale Avenue, all lanes have reopened. Still pockets of congestion from the 57 interchange over towards the 605. We also have a trouble spot downtown LA, westbound 10 Santa Monica Freeway, right there around the 101 interchange in East LA, the East LA interchange. We're hearing about this crash out of lanes over to the shoulder with minor slowing as you approach that. We still have some brake lights on the West 10 as well from Crenshaw Boulevard out towards Robertson. Caltrans work eastbound side of the 10 at Robertson and Culver City. The off-ramp is closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon for some maintenance, and we're seeing slowing coming away from Overland Avenue because of that. Also, the northbound 5 freeway, you're on the brake lights from Valley View up towards Paramount Boulevard. More slowing ahead from the 10 San Bernardino Freeway interchange up towards Stadium Way or so in Elysian Park, and then things open up. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic.
The KABC Subaru Live Stage is brought to you by the newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. All-wheel drive, flexible cargo carrying versatility, updated Starlink multimedia technology with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto Standard, along with wireless pairing and hands-free smartphone operation, allowing for a safe and easy connection to your favorite apps and content. Visit your local retailer or Subaru.com to learn more. The 2018 Subaru Outback. This may be their most adventurous Outback yet.
Did you know that AAMCO is the preferred vendor for most extended warranty companies? If you think you have a transmission problem, if your car just doesn't feel right, or a service light is on, trust your vehicle to the same guys the warranty companies trust, your neighborhood AAMCO guys. Right now, the expert technicians at AAMCO will perform an initial transmission check at no cost. Why let a potentially small problem turn into a big one? Call your local AAMCO center today. That's AAMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more.
Here's your 790 KABC market check, and the stocks are up nicely here after last week sell-off. The Dow currently up 404 points. The S&P 500 positive by 36 points, and the NASDAQ is up 114 points. KABC SoCal weather, sunny today, highs mid-60s to around 70. There's a wind advisory for the valleys and local mountains until noon tomorrow. Gusts could hit 40 miles an hour in the San Fernando Valley. It's 57 in Van Nuys, 60 in Huntington Beach, 59 in Downey. KABC weather, sponsored by MyGameRoom.com. Do you enjoy online poker? Free poker at MyGameRoom.com. Go to MyGameRoom.com and play poker. Play poker and win prizes. Play poker at mygameroom.com. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at indeed.com/hire. KABC News, sponsored by indeed.com.
The phone lines are open now.
Right now?
Right now.
At 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman 10 continues. A little bit of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Because I got tickets to a special evening with the Pacific Symphony Orchestra. So I'll tell you when to call. Dino will give you the tickets. Also, the superintendent, who armed some of his teachers, is going to be on with us in the 11, who wrote that editorial that I talked about the other day. But let me talk about the Stormy interview last night. First of all, CNN, if you haven't noticed, has gone so far to the left and bashing, that Fox smartly has gone more moderate because they see that they can fill the gap. The other thing is CNN's getting huge pushback across the country at airports. You notice that they're in so many airports. Do you know why? They pay to be in those airports. What I didn't know was you can't change the channel even if you're a supervisor at the airport. And funnier than that, they control the volume. You can't turn the volume down. So I guess Jeff Zucker's sitting in Atlanta somewhere with a big volume knob going, watch this, Virginia, boom, and drank. So anyway, Anderson Cooper, who is such a lightweight, he's $11 million on CNN, he gets paid, and $4 million on 60 Minutes to do a non-interview. Let me just play you a clip. The opportunities here to ask follow-up questions and try and clarify what's going on and try and break down her story didn't exist. That's why I think that he made an arrangement with her up front. But listen, give a listen to one answer. So know that Stormy's saying that she didn't want to sleep with Trump and didn't find him attractive, but she says this.
It started off all about him, just talking about himself. And he's like, have you seen my new magazine?
He was showing you his own picture on the cover of the magazine.
Right. And so I was like, does this normally work for you? And he looked very taken back. Like, he didn't really understand what I was saying. Like, does just, you know, talking about yourself normally work? And I was like, someone should take that magazine and spank you with it. And I'll never forget the look on his face. And he was
What was the look?
Just, I don't think anyone's ever spoken to him like that. Especially, you know, a young woman who looked like me. And I said, you know, give me that. And I turned around going, you wouldn't. So hand it over. And so he did. And I was like, turn around, drop him.
You told Donald Trump to turn around and take off his pants?
Yes.
And did he?
Yes. So he turned around and pulled his pants down a little. You know, he had underwear on and stuff. And I just gave him a couple swats.
This was done in a joking manner?
Yes. And from that moment on, he was a completely different person.
So how incisive is that, that she did all that? Which is really cute and funny, isn't it? Except that when he then said to her, did you want to have sex with him? She said no. Why would a woman swat him on the butt, tell him to drop trowel, and then claim she didn't want to have sex with him? What is going on there, okay? Does that make any sense to anybody in any world that she's being sexually suggestive, playful, tells him to drop trowel, and then he goes, did you want to have sex with him? No, not at all. I was not attractive. So what is that about? And by the way, there was a great article about the fact that he treated her, Anderson Cooper, did not treat what she does for a living as salacious, did not weaponize the fact that she's a porn star, except you got to remember, she does sex for a living. So what was she there for? Why did she say yes? And so this was going to be the one time she didn't find him attractive, but she went to his room, told him to drop trowel, didn't want to have sex, and wasn't doing it for the money. Something doesn't add up there, Stormy. And then this was said.
Was it hush money to stay silent?
Yes. The story was coming out again. I was concerned for my family and their safety.
I think some people watching this are going to doubt that you entered into this negotiation because you feared for your safety. They're going to think that you saw an opportunity.
I think the fact that I didn't even negotiate, I just quickly said yes to this very, you know, strict contract and what most people will agree with me, extremely low number.
Yeah, okay, so why don't you stop right there and go, so wait a minute. What are you making, a gazillion dollars a year as a stripper? $130,000, I don't think most people would agree, is not a significant number. $130,000 for saying, I'm not going to bring this up, is a huge number, Anderson. Hello, not when you're making $11 million a year sitting there doing a bad interview. But really, $130,000, this not significant number. That's why I did it. And I was worried for my family. She said she was threatened in 2011. By the way, she wasn't known yet. He wasn't running for president yet. But in Vegas, somebody came up to her and said, that's a nice daughter that you have, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then she went to a class where she said her hands were shaking. Did you go to the class? Did you continue? Was the father of that child, because you've been married three times, did you tell him about the threat? Because that's the father of the child. Why wouldn't you call police? in your work as a porn actress and going to strip clubs. I mean, it's not the most seemly business. Are you ever threatened in that business? Could it have been an ex-husband? Could it be a spurned lover? Could it be somebody who, do you take money usually? Do you do any prostitution? Have you ever taken money from men? Somebody was ticked about you taking money. Have you ever done drugs? I mean, explore this whole path about why somebody would threaten her. And he just leaves it and goes on to the next question. Engineer Steve saw the thing and said he was falling asleep. It was so robotic. He took it to nowhere, didn't ask her any follow-up questions that were relevant. Every question she asked could have been followed up with 10 incisive questions to try and get to the bottom of stuff. He didn't go anywhere, not one. I mean, the big revelation is she was threatened. In Vegas, there are more cameras in Vegas than in any city in the world. If you really felt that threatened, why did you continue to the exercise class with your kid? And what did your ex, the husband, the father of that kid, what did he have to say about it? And on and on. And there are a couple more. I'll play a couple more clips. It was maddening. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Easy was trying.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most, and we've had fairly light holiday conditions on our Southland freeways here, this now being Easter week. We do have a new trouble spot in the Alhambra area. It's on the 10 eastbound of Fremont Avenue, this wreck blocking the right-hand lane, and delays have already built back to City Terrace Drive because of that. We also have a Caltrans project in the Culver City area. For the east side of the 10 Santa Monica Freeway, the Robertson off-ramp will be closed till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now we're just seeing some minor slowing, though, as you come up on that Caltrans project, so that's good news. Also in Anaheim, on the southbound 57 at Orangethorpe, we have a new accident blocking the carpool and left-hand lanes with off-and-on brake lights from Yorba Linda Boulevard. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic.
Very good, Stephen. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Till in the 10 continues. So just a couple more points on the Stormy Daniels thing, then I'll move on, because it was so maddening. Here's a woman who said she didn't want to have sex with the president, didn't find him attractive, yet had unprotected sex. And Anderson Cooper didn't say, does your third husband mind that you have unprotected sex with people? How often do you do that? Did you ask the president to use a condom? No, okay. And why, after you told him to drop child, did you have sex if the next time you saw him, you went to his hotel room, but you didn't have sex? So you didn't have to. Nobody made you. Nobody put a gun to your head. Why did you if you didn't find him attractive? It's nuts. She also, this was the other big revelation.
He's like, wow, you are special. You remind me of my daughter. You know, he's like, you're smart, beautiful, and a woman to be reckoned with. I like you.
By the way, I feel bad for Tiffany. He always compares her to Ivanka. Can you imagine if you're Tiffany? Every comparison is to Ivanka. Ivanka, somebody, please. If you're going to have sex with the president, have him say, or lie, say he compared her to Tiffany, because poor Tiffany never gets it. Well, after this hour interview that could have been done, right, Steve, in about 10 minutes, because there's nothing. There was nothing there, zero there. Now the lawyer's coming out today and saying there'll be more evidence. It's not going to happen right now. Everyone wants immediate gratification. This guy has been pimping this thing for, what, a month and a half to get us to the 60 Minutes interview, which got good numbers. But there was an NCAA tournament that ran overtime, so that could have helped. But now there's yet more information. They keep holding up this DVD, which is unsubstantiated. We have no idea what's on there. It could be her shopping with the kid. But he's now got the CD or DVD. That is the mystery CD or DVD. And Michael Levente is still on the talk shows going out there and pimping whatever the next shoe that's going to drop is, which is kind of stunning. Let's see what else here. Here we go.
Suddenly people are reaching out to me again, offering me money, large amounts of money. Was I tempted? Yes. I struggle with it. And then I get the call. I think I have the best deal for you.
From your lawyer?
Yeah.
So that was the $130, which she said was not a lot of money, as everybody knows. So Anderson Cooper didn't pursue the, what do you want to happen out of this? The nonsense of, I want the true story to come. We got it. You had sex with Trump in 2000 and whatever. We get it. We understand. You got naked. You didn't use condom, blah, blah, blah. What do you want to come out now? What more is left in this story? that Michael Lavente is doing on the rounds on the TV shows. It's huge, huge hype and huge, huge tease. And yet there's nothing to see here. And by the way, she may be in trouble with the non-disclosure agreement. So there you go. If I go into a hotel room with somebody and I don't want sex, I usually don't spank them with a magazine and ask them to drop trowel. That's just not how it usually begins, because I figure it could go badly. And this woman is in the sex business. This woman is so sex savvy. She has, I've read about her background a bit, and she's done a lot of stuff. She's very, very aggressive as far as the media is concerned. She was in Knocked Up. She was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. She was in a Maroon 5 video. So she knows what she's doing. She knows how to put it out there. She's going to strip clubs now where she dresses as Little Red Riding Hood, I guess. And that's her act. She comes out, you stuff whatever with a lot of money. And then she eventually takes the outfit off. But I guess the appeal is they pay her now three or four times what they pay her normally, because she's a name and she fills up the strip club. So there you go. She's touring the country. I guess she's not fearful for her life right now. But Anderson Cooper, man, he should just go away. It is really, really embarrassing. And he was really embarrassing this morning with Cuomo on the morning show, because Cuomo can eat him for lunch. Whether you like him or you hate him, the guy's aggressive. At least he'll ask a follow-up question. I think there was an arrangement. Anderson Cooper said no money exchanged hands, but we know how networks get around the no money changes hands for an interview. You can sign a book deal. They can give your mother a deal to do something, whatever. There are ways around that where you can get paid. On the other hand, it sounds like there was some kind of agreement to go soft on her, because guess what? It was an awful, awful interview that revealed nothing. And now we got to wait, I guess, part two, the Stormy interview. I pass on that one, I'm pretty sure. All right, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues after this. Talk Radio 790 KBC, Peter Tilden at 10 continues. Hey, loads of winners in the 790 KBC $500 high-low game weekdays at 6 and 9 and noon and 3. Plus, just for playing, you get a gift card for Bristol Farms, your Southern California local food store since 1982. The KBC $500 high-low game, Craig won $500 with Doug and Leanne, and Jerry from Canyon Country is among the big winners. Grabbed his $500 with Jillian and John, and you can be next. So keep track of the guesses. To have an even better chance to win, it literally pays to listen to 790 KABC. Coming up, going to talk to the superintendent of a school in a little district in Texas who armed his teachers. You know, we've had this discussion on what we should do. A lot of pushback on arming teachers. We've had that discussion. I said I read this editorial and I thought, interesting. He's kind of gotten me to move a bit toward the arming teachers deal, and I want to ask him some questions. You can too, 800-222-5222. We'll have that discussion right after the top of the hour news. And Dino, you want to do the giveaway now? We want to reward the people this hour. Special evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with the Pacific Symphony at the Pacific Amphitheater, July the 12th. What a great evening that'll be. 800-222-5222. Caller 7 right now gets to see Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with the Pacific Symphony Orchestra, which should be, like I said, a terrific night. Congratulations to the amateur rocket maker who shot himself into the air because he wants to prove that the Earth is flat. He got up 1,875 feet and landed. I don't know if he's injured or not. He wants to get 52 miles up, so he's got a little higher to go. But I wish him a lot of luck. We're going to try and book him on the show, because I got to talk to this guy. And I'll talk to you next. 800-222-5222. We'll talk about the march this weekend, the Parkland students, how they pulled off this huge march, and with the superintendent of a school whose job it is to keep his students safe and felt the best way to do that is to arm some of his teachers. 800-222-5222. Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.